guys. Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. One of the fan favorites is back with me tonight, Patriot Paul. And, you know, he's a my constitutional expert and a historian. And I'm excited to have him back here today. He's got he's out there. He's meeting the people. He's going to events and he's got a lot to share. And thank you for joining me, Paul.
Hey, Mel. It's great to be back on the show.
Thank you so much.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been on the road. Like you've been doing what you're doing. We've been going around meeting patriots, getting people excited to get involved, to get out there, to not comply with the lunacy and all of that. And I know you've been getting out there a lot. What's the temperature with the folks that you've been meeting with lately?
I think the temperature is they're starting to realize what's going on. There's a lot of optimism. And people are starting to really come around and see the truth of it, especially with all this stuff with these mandates and these threats of mandates and all the truth about these organizations that are coming down on us that don't have authority to come down on us. And people are starting to realize it and add in a little bit of constitutional education, and they're really starting to get things going here.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've both been following the January 6th, which I believe is fully a false flag to threaten we the people not to dare question this installed regime, not to fight back, not to have our voices heard. What are your thoughts on what is going on in this witch hunt in DC and how they're continuing to portray something as it's not? And I think to silence the people. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's definitely to silence the people. It's gotten a lot of people scared. There's a lot of patriot groups and stuff that are just kind of sitting back, you know, being really, really quiet, you know, waiting for the go signal and, you know, just to go. And it's an absolute witch hunt because they're completely slanted to one direction when there's oodles and oodles of evidence of the people that they're protecting are the ones who are actually the ones that are complicit in setting it up and executing it, and then having the nerve to go after the people who didn't do anything. And as far as shutting them up, I think what they did was they captured all the ones that knew something or saw something that would be highly, highly being able to
expose
them. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. No, I see that too. I also see unjust sentences and very obviously unconstitutional judges. And I've watched a couple people with these public defenders that are clearly not defending these people. They seem to be, you know, on the other side. But if you can explain a little bit about how the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is being completely obliterated in this situation. This committee isn't even constitutional in any way.
No, it's not. The Constitution gives you protections of, you know, a speedy trial. Right. You need to be able to address your accusers. You should have the ability to have bail for a non-violent, non-dangerous situation. Okay. You know, and freedom of speech is being impinged on. Nobody was found with any weapons, except for the provocateurs who were there, you know, with the agencies that set it up.
Right.
They're the only ones that had anything. It's unconstitutional. They're executing the Patriot Act, which was totally unconstitutional after 9/11, which they purposely did to enact the Patriot Act and come up with the DHS, which is a tyrannical agency.
Right.
So, you know, people got to wake up to what's the truth is and not the fake news.
Right. Now, for people that don't know you, you have a really incredible background as a public servant, as a vet, and you also have a lot of education and background in what is very important, and you brought out to light to my audience a long time ago, which is the sheriff. Can you talk a little bit about your background and exactly what brought you to the place where you go out there and you educate people and you have for decades about constitutional law and what the sheriff does and what the sheriff can do right now, because we need to be pushing our sheriffs. I see a couple. I saw in Wisconsin and Arizona, there's some sheriffs stepping up, but a lot more should be. So a little bit about your background, and then if you can get into what and what the sheriff is and how we can utilize our sheriffs better.
My background started actually when I was 13 in the fire department as a junior firefighter. I've spent my whole life being involved with that on different levels, whether it be search and rescue, fire rescue. I was a paramedic in a couple of states, ski patrol, all that kind of stuff. Throughout the years, even through my military career, which I served 22 years and retired in 2008. I've been all over the world. I've held the consequences of freedom in my hands. Right. Spent 40 days on the atoll of Tarawa recovering Marine remains with a group over there. So freedom is pretty important. And probably, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago, I started to see a need. People didn't understand the oath. They didn't understand how the oath relates to God and the Constitution. And people need to understand that it's being hit in the schools. It's not being taught to the level and the direction that it should be, even in law enforcement academies. They're generally not taught the boundary of their authority over the people. Right. And when it comes to law and order, as far as the sheriff goes, the very first sheriff in the United States actually was in 1634.
Wow.
Believe it or not. Okay. The sheriff's office started in 1634. It was brought over here from England, and it actually started out as a combination of two words. The areas over in England were called shires. Everybody's heard that from various movies and series and things like that. Well, a shire was an area. Well, the guy within the shire who was like turned out to be their like liaison between the people and the kings was called the reeve, and which meant guardian. Oh, so wow. he was the guy that they all went to if they had a problem within the area of the shire. They would go to him to address their grievances. And if it was something that needed to be elevated, he would be the spokesman to go to the king. Well, in the United States, through usage over the years, it became shire reeve or sheriff.
Oh, wow.
So it combined, which means protector of the shire, which came here to the United States. And the first elected sheriff is here in 1652. And his name was William Waters. And he was the first elected sheriff in the United States, which the term sheriff is truly American. That's our term that we use for it. It's a really interesting history. Well, all of the authority given to the sheriff is based in the fact that he's elected by the people, and he is the one who has authority to protect the people in all matters. Anyone that comes into the county can be repelled by the sheriff. He is the only law enforcement officer that has the power of deputization.
Right.
Later on, the founding fathers incorporated in 1789, they incorporated the U.S. Marshals and gave them deputizing power as well that no other law enforcement agency has. And even in the county, the sheriff has more authority than the U.S. Marshal does.
Wow. So, yeah, because I've been seeing some sheriffs, especially in Texas on the border. A couple sheriffs in Wisconsin and Arizona are now going after the fraudulent election officials and all of that. I'm curious why maybe it is you should explain the oath of the sheriff and what's going on, because at this point, especially you're watching these looting gangs, which are organized crime, clearly. They're planned out. They're very violent and they're very destructive. I expect them fully to be hitting New York at some point soon. I'm not even seeing the sheriff step up or even come out about this stuff. What should the sheriffs be doing in this lawless society with this rogue DOJ, FBI, all of this? The sheriffs actually should be, I think, out there on the front lines.
The sheriff is the front lines. The sheriff is the gatekeeper to the county. Everything that happens against the people in his county, the buck stops with him. They have, or her in some cases, they have the ultimate authority in the county, and they should be stepping up. They should be seeking out the veterans in their county and deputizing all of them, ensuring they're properly armed, and they should be able to go out. It's a free service. Every patriot, every veteran that is in a county should be willing, under the direction of the sheriff, to be deputized into the posse to go out and stand guard over this stuff. They can easily do this, and the sheriffs have the authority, and nobody can tell them no. The sheriff only reports to God and the people of the county.
Right. So, and, you know, I learned that there's only 3,000 counties. So we're talking about a very small group of very powerful people that should be, at least right now, especially where these looting gangs and there's no bail, there's the cops, all that. These sheriffs can be empowering, like you said, vets, a lot of these cops that have lost their jobs or are leaving because of the overall sense of, that being a cop right now is a thankless job in many cities, certainly my own. Now I got some interesting news that you might be stepping up to the plate in your county. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That is a fact. I am here to announce, I am running for the Crawford County, Arkansas position of sheriff.
Awesome. That is so great. I'm so proud of you. Good for you.
It needs to be done.
Right.
I've been thinking about something like that for a long time. I'm not a politician. I'll never be a politician. The office of sheriff is not a political office. Okay. It is completely different. The only thing it shares with a politician is the election process.
Right.
Okay. And you need to not be like a judge shouldn't be Republican or Democrat.
Right.
Really. They need to be, when they're in office, they need to be taking care of business by the Constitution and by the Bible.
Right.
Those are the operational manuals for the job. Well, I got thinking about it, and I've thought about it a long time, because if I was ever going to run for something, sheriff would be the only position that I would ever want to run for, because with my background and my experience and my knowledge of the Constitution and history, I could do the most amount of good for the people of the county. The sheriff's authority is for the people. It's not over the people. It's over the criminals, but it's not over the people. It's for the people, because it should be a sheriff's office, for the people, by the people.
Right. Yeah. Well, what you just said is key also. People have to realize, I don't think we can ever go back. If you are a true patriot who loves God and country and respects the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, I don't think we can ever go back for voting down the ballot on anything. I think we really have to vet every single person, especially the sheriffs, the judges, all these people. Where do they come from? What did they do? Your background, your military, you were a trainer, you were a fireman, you've done so many things. These are the people that we need to encourage to run. Now, I know it's a stressful thing because, we have a lot of voter fraud that I hope that we will see taken care of and exposed, but also B, they've created kind of a blood sport. In elections, and a lot of people, I give it to you. It takes a lot of bravery and a lot of selflessness, I think, at this point, to step up and put your hat in the ring and say, you know what, I have served my country honorably for 30 years, but there's more work to do, and I'm willing to do it. How has that been so far? I know it's probably like a hard choice to make. You probably had to talk to your wife and think about, the time and the effort. Tell me a little bit, because I bet there's a lot of people out there that have been thinking about it, this and that. What can I do? How can I run? What was the process for you that you went through, and what have you found so far?
Well, the process actually started with looking around at the candidates, who a couple of them that had already announced that they were running, looking at what they were saying. Right. And more importantly, the things that disturbed me most were the things were that they weren't saying, okay, that they should be saying at this juncture in history. None of them were saying what needs to be done. And frankly, God kept me awake for three nights, and he just wouldn't let me sleep. And finally, I said, okay, I'm back in. Okay, my military retirement is kind of over, and it's time to get back in and be a patent sheriff instead of a politician, right, sheriff, which we need. So I'm not deterred, and I've been doing a lot of research and things like that to educate myself more on what's going on. And there's actually, if you go to Romans chapter 13, verse 4, it actually talks about the sheriff.
Wow.
Without actually naming the sheriff, but we know they're talking about the sheriff. So there, I have the best running mate that I could possibly find.
Yes, you do.
I figure God is probably the best person I could have running with me. So I'm not intimidated by these people.
No, I know everybody that. What are some of the things that when people are meeting with people that are running for sheriff, that should be signs that person is going to not only get in office and honor the Constitution and the oath, but is actually going to help the community?
They need to talk very definitively on stuff, you know, not talk in vague terms. Like the way I talk about, let's say, for instance, the Second Amendment.
Right.
The Second Amendment is the only gun law. It's the only constitutionally enforceable gun law, because anything other than that is an oath violation for the officer or the sheriff or the deputy or whoever. And that, as I covered in my very first episode with you,
right,
is a lie to God, because your oath is to God on behalf of the Constitution. So definitively, I've already been asked, you know, how would I go about, you know, enforcing, you know, gun laws? And I said, well, first off, I'm going to enforce compliance with the Second Amendment,
right,
period.
Yeah.
And if I catch anybody else in my county, you know, not enforcing the Second Amendment as the only gun law, I'm going to deal with that situation. I have no gray area there. Shall not be infringed means exactly what it means.
Right.
And, you know, that's what's going to happen. And I have the authority, if I get elected sheriff, to be able to control that kind of stuff and stop egregious activity like they did up in Wisconsin with Kyle Rittenhouse.
Right.
Exactly. That could have been stopped. That could have been nipped in the bud,
right,
by the sheriff right off the bat. So I'm in this, you know, to win it. You know, I need all the help I can get. It's not, this is not a me thing. This is a we the people in my county thing.
Right.
And everybody, you know, that's a patriot that wants to see change, that wants to have freedom in the county. I need them to step up and come to me and say, hey, I'm willing to help.
Right.
Because yeah, I got the only message that actually talks about the Constitution and
yeah,
what needs to happen for the people.
Right.
And my platform is solid.
Yeah. And it's not just your county. This is what I keep telling people, that we're a constitutional republic, but the DC dumpster fire is, I believe, not fixable. I feel like it is so bad. It's so unconstitutional. It has become a dystopian tyranny there. They're acting like oligarchs. They are all compromised. We actually need to, as American citizens, make sure that every state, every county has a constitutional, law-abiding, God and country for America, proud of our country, borders, language, and culture. So I keep saying, I'm trying to have on as many people that are running that I personally endorse, as I do you, and that I want to show as leaders and examples of who should be running and why they should be running. And I've been saying to people, it doesn't matter. First of all, it's very expensive to run. The scary part is for anyone that's a patriot and is not a politician, is that we know that George Soros and Bloomberg and Zuckerberg and all these globalists have been placing sheriffs, judges, city council, school boards. They have been financing this, and it's very expensive. And nobody runs, most good humans that understand civic duty understand that. But a lot of the good guys, they're fighting an uphill battle against a group of people that really aren't for God, country, and certainly not for America. So I've been encouraging people to not only support candidates in their own elections, but to openly and generously support candidates in other counties and other states and other jurisdictions that are also law-abiding. Because if all our states take back their sovereignty and their pride and their borders and their finances and everything, and then we all get together as sovereign whole states, then we can determine what the federal government will look like ahead, because the federal government now is unfixable, in my opinion. Now, another thing I wanted to ask you, and then we'll get into your platform, is when somebody out there is looking for a way to get involved, what are some of the other opportunities out there for people that they might not know are positions that they can, as non-politicians, but lovers of God, country, and the Constitution, that are available to other people that might want to get involved like you are?
There's starting at the localist level, there is neighborhood associations out there,
right,
that need people to step up and, you know, stop silly things like, oh, you can't fly that American flag because your flagpole's too tall, or, you know, there's just incredible nonsense out there. There's town councils that need people that are patriots that understand the Constitution. Mayors, right. School boards. Okay, we're getting, you know, people on the school boards, hopefully, out there, wade through the fraud and actually get the people at the lower ballots in there. State legislatures, state senates, county clerks.
Ample opportunity for everyone to get involved, and everyone should be. I mean, at this point, we're going to have to rebuild this country ourselves. You know, everyone talks about the white hats and the military and this and that. Look, I believe God wins and that we're fighting a good versus evil battle here and on many levels. But I also believe that we, the people, have to stop sitting at home and waiting for the other guy to do it and get out there and also look for other leaders. You're a good example of what a good constitutional sheriff would look like. And I think we should be looking in our local community for other people that maybe if we're not willing to run, but to support people that we see as leaders and people that align with our values and our Constitution and our vision of America going forward, because we're very lost right now. And I think it's super important to find that we don't have a void. I believe we're seeing every day a lot of people saying that they're not going to run again. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think a lot of people are seeing the signs ahead that they were caught in one way or another in some kind of fraud. I still believe that the election on November 3rd was a treasonous event on the part of everyone that voted for it. I think they all knew that it was a stolen election and on many levels. But whatever the case may be, we don't want to leave voids. So let me ask you something. So something else you have to do since you're running is you have to go out there and meet the folks. So you have to go out and you got to shake hands and show up. And it's intimidating to some people. But what are you hearing from the people that you meet that they're voicing are their main concerns? Because I think it's probably universal in America right now. And a lot of people think that they're the minority, and I don't think so. I think the majority of people have similar concerns.
I think probably the main theme that I've heard is the cliche good old boy network. And, you know, people know they can feel when there's corruption, they can feel when there's fraud, and they know that there's something not right about what's going on. And, you know, they're looking for someone that is willing to actually make a stand,
right,
and not give wishy-washy answers. And when they're given an answer, it needs to be something that is for the people, for the benefit and the safety and security you know, of the people. That's the primary focus. You know, and politicians, you know, they, a lot of times they skirt those things.
Right.
But when, at what I'm doing as running for sheriff, I have to be command.
Right.
This is not a wishy-washy job. This is a job where you need someone who's got command experience.
Right.
You gotta have somebody who has the backbone to make a decision, take the Constitution and go, okay, this is what we're doing because the Constitution says it right. should be done. And I have the authority to do it. And nobody has the authority to infringe on what the sheriff does as long as I'm doing what's best for the people.
Right. Right. Now I'm going to share your platform here. Okay, let's make this bigger. Hold on.
No, that's, yeah. You want to get the one that's actually got the platform on it.
Okay. This is a different one. Hold on.
Yeah, that's a different one. Yep.
I'm not good at this screen sharing stuff. My audience knows I'm not good.
it looks kind of like this.
Okay. Rob, do you have this here? In the, oh, okay. Hold on. I got to go here. Hold on. I'm going. Not in this email. No, in this email. We don't want to go there. No, we don't want to go there. Sorry. Rob, do you know where it is? Sorry, one second. We're going to, is it in the Mel K email? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's that one. Hold on. Can I go? Okay. No, is it? Oh, here it is. Okay. I'm coming. Okay. Here we go. Sorry guys. I'm not good at this. Okie dokie. So here we go. Now it's too big. Okay. So this is Paul Marsters. He's my friend. He's Patriot Paul of the Mel K Show, and he's running for Crawford County Sheriff for God, the People, and Constitution, which is also the Mel K motto. 22 years Air Force, retired military, 34 years volunteer emergency services. So let's go over your platform here. You have the floor.
All right. Basically, honor my oath to uphold and defend the Constitution and expect my deputies to do the same.
Right on.
Defend individual freedoms protected by the Constitution, and not just some of them, all of them, and not like halfway. Stand against federal and state overreach.
Very important.
Train all sheriff's office employees to serve the people and protect their rights. On my watch, no one in Crawford County will be detained or arrested for not wearing a mask or not complying with vaccination mandates.
Excellent.
That's not a sheriff's job. My job is to protect them from that. Ensure no other agency or entity violates the rights of the citizens of Crawford County. As a sheriff, I have the authority to kick anybody out of my county that deems a threat to the people of my county. And I ain't scared.
Good for you.
So
okay.
And that's my platform.
That's your platform, and that's the should be the platform of every sheriff. I will share all of this below. Obviously, you have my full endorsement. I ask that my audience from all over the place do what they can to support you and to get more and more people around this country out there running, support people, not just in your own county, not just in your own state, but constitutional American patriots everywhere. Now, I want to ask you something. Let's say you were sheriff right now, and you were in one of these areas where there is rampant crime, organized crime, looting, all of that. As the sheriff, I have a lot of friends, sadly, still in California, and very nice areas in LA, San Francisco are being hit. We know all over Minneapolis, everywhere. And these are mobs. This is organized crime on the highest level. What should the sheriffs be doing? What steps should they be taking to end this crime spree that is now, I believe, Obama's army going around, you know, wreaking havoc and chaos in our country?
First thing he needs to do is he needs to look for the veterans in the county, deputize as many thousands of them as he needs. It costs nothing to the taxpayer to deputize someone. They have a complete armed force. If you choose the veterans and, you know, and some, you know, patriots first, you use your deputies that you have on staff, use them as force multipliers, as team leaders.
Right.
And you take them out and you can lock down anywhere you want to go. Just as, you know, the sheriff can to do the posse, right. You know, you always need boots on the ground for everything,
right.
Whether it's supporting like myself or supporting another candidate or something. We need to have, you know, boots on the ground, but the sheriff has to stand up and call in the people. And my plan would be to actually have that already set up so that it's just a matter of a phone tree, phone call or page or, you know, something like that, and get all these people together. But you have to plan ahead. And again, it doesn't cost a taxpayer a dime to get the Patriots together to do their job.
Right. So, now, after what we watched in Kenosha, I mean, I fully believe not only was he there to defend his town, he didn't cross state lines. His father, grandmother, best friend, family all lived there. That was a lie. His gun wasn't illegal. And he was there cleaning graffiti off the streets and then offered to protect a used car lot that had been burned out during a very violent riot the night before and the night before that. If now that we watch this go down, what would be your advice to good Americans that perhaps are armed and have the skills and background and ability to go protect their neighborhoods? And what suggestions do you have for people that want to get involved but aren't violent people and don't want to end up like Kyle Rittenhouse?
Well, Kyle Rittenhouse did a phenomenal job under stress, did better than a lot of people and a lot of law enforcement, actually.
But law enforcement wasn't even there.
right. So, but people need to get out there and they need to train. They need to train with their firearms. They need to train under stress. Find yourself a really good instructor that's willing to take you out on a dynamic range and actually put you through the paces to give you an idea of what you want to do. And you have every constitutional right to defend your property, to defend your home, defend your family, defend your friends that don't have the ability to defend themselves.
Right.
And that's the whole essence of being an American. And we need to support that. And when something like this happens, you need to go to the sheriff and say, hey, listen, you need to look at this case and you need to take action. Like the sheriff in that county could have shut that down just by watching one video.
Right.
I mean, when somebody's striking you with a skateboard and they're playing stupid games, they're about to win stupid prizes. So, you know, that right of self-defense doesn't ever go away. It's God-given. The Second Amendment and the Constitution codify it in the man's law.
Right.
So, you know, we need to step up and people need to take charge and know that they're in the right and it's okay to defend yourself.
Right. That was in my estimation. Here's another problem that we have, and I don't know what we can do about it, but that was a malicious prosecution, a political prosecution. I've never seen a prosecutor behave more disgustingly and pure evil, in my opinion. Wow. And he was a child. He's a child on top of that. Do sheriffs have any ability to, I don't know who does anymore, but I think one of the biggest problems in our country right now are these malicious prosecutors that are placed there to do things like what was done to Kyle Rittenhouse. He should never have been charged. They knew right away. And the FBI knew right away, by the way. They were watching that all day. All I have to say is he should never have been charged. Was there any recourse once he was charged for the sheriff or anyone else that they could have taken? Or probably everything was hidden from them too, let's be honest, but could they have?
The sheriff has the authority to look into that. He's the highest law enforcement agent in the county.
Right.
So he has every right to know every single detail that he can get his hands on, and he can shut that stuff down.
Right.
And in the courtroom, if you have a prosecutor who violates every single safe gun handling rule that there is, and points a firearm at people in the courtroom, the sheriff has the authority. He can arrest him right there on the spot.
Right.
I'm sure there's several things that you can do. Possession right. of a firearm is not a crime, but pointing it at somebody in a courtroom with your finger on the trigger, that would be something that he should have been hauled off the floor and put in a lockup for a while.
We need to start seeing a lot more of that. This is the judicial system, the DOJ, the FBI, these rogue prosecutors, rogue judges. I know that a lot of these people have public defenders that are not public defenders. They're politicians or political hopefuls. We really need to see more people out there that are willing to follow the Constitution and hold these people accountable. I think it's our biggest problem right now. It's good to know that the sheriff can do that. But now we have to start taking an interest in the sheriff's race, I think, more than ever. I think, people got complacent and they thought Republican, Democrat, and just straight down the ballot. You know what? I think we have to vet everyone, and we got to make sure that people start being held accountable for obvious crimes, and they're not being. And the sheriff is a good place to start, I think, for everyone. Now, again, Paul, what is your website?
Go to my Facebook page at Paul Marsters for Crawford County Sheriff. And you can like the page. You can see a little bit more about my, there it is.
Yep.
You can see more about me, my background, what I plan on doing, and why we need someone that actually is there for the right reasons.
Right. So, yeah. I'm so excited, Paul. I actually asked you on one of our earlier shows, if you were going to run, why wouldn't you run? Would you run? And you were still kind of trying to go out there and educate people on the oath and the Constitution. And like you said, God chose you. I believe God chose you. And I'd like to ask my audience to please, whatever you can, please help Paul and donate to him. Go to his site, check him out, like his page, and follow him and share. You don't have to just be in Arkansas, though. He is in Arkansas, and it's an amazing state. I've been there now twice in the last 3 months, and I'm really honored to know you. I'm very proud of you that you're running, and I hope that more people follow your lead. We need more leaders, and the more people that run out and are, you know, willing to put themselves out there, I think it'll start a domino effect, and we'll find a lot more patriots that are willing to put themselves on the line. Again, Paul is one of my favorite guests. He's done a lot for my audience. I know that people love his shows, and please support him. We will be supporting him, and we will have him back periodically to check in. And we will also have a Patriot Paul history show coming up soon too. So thank you so much, Paul. I am a huge fan, and God bless you. And I know you're going to win. And when you're a sheriff, I hope to come and celebrate with you your first days in office.
All right. One of the things I need is I need boots on the ground.
Right.
Because I can't get out there. I need volunteers.
Right.
Boots on the ground. I got the stuff to take to the houses and show it around. But I need people to help.
Okay. If you're in Arkansas and you can do it, it's one way that you can chip it. Everyone says to me, how can I help? How can I get involved? Well, there you have it. Go out and volunteer and support a true patriot, an American hero, and somebody that is going to make big changes for the positive in your community and in your county. So if you're in Arkansas and you're a MLK fan, please know Paul is an amazing human, a very good friend, and will make an amazing sheriff. So go to his page and volunteer. And thank you everyone for joining us. And Paul will be back as scheduled very soon with some more amazing historical information that will inform you and help the country move forward. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Mel. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yep.